This episode is sponsored by the new documentary, Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, streaming exclusively on Disney+. There have been many variations of the Wagatha saga, and now it's time to uncover her truth. In this three-part original series, Colleen will tell her story in her own words for the first time. Tune in to learn how Colleen figured out who was leaking her stories to the press, get an exclusive look at the trial, and discover unseen and unheard moments. If you'd like to dive even deeper, listen to our podcast, British Scandal, for an exclusive episode about the Wagatha saga on the 27th of October. Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, an original series now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me, as always, is the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Benones. How are you doing, darling?
I'm great. Thanks. I'm so excited to talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season premiere. And wait, is that a new tattoo you have there, Ronnie?
I'm really showing how I am depending only on myself this season, Ben.
Wow. Wow. I mean, last I checked, it seemed like you only had two or three tattoos. You now have five?
Well, you should look at my body more. There's one thing I've never said to anybody ever. Wow. Well, then you should have been looking at my body more. Never. I've never said it. I don't think I will ever say it.
Well, no, you have a beautiful body. So, everyone, we are so excited. We are so excited because it's Beverly Hills Day. So we've got a brand new season with Kyle's version of Scandoval. And it's going to kick off. Before we jump into it, first, want to make sure you all are coming to Crappy Hour on Monday. This Monday, October 30th, 8:30 on the East Coast, 5:30 on the West Coast. It's the day before Halloween, so it's going to be an extra spooky Crappy Hour. And by extra spooky, it means I'll just say it's extra spooky, and then that's probably the extent of the spookiness. But we can just all pretend. I mean, there are a lot of spooky things happening in the world of Bravo. I mean, just this episode we're about to recap is a little spooky. So come join us on Instagram Live for that. That's at Watch What Crappens. We just talk about Bravo. We talk about what's going on in the news. We talk about these shows. We talk with you guys. We talk with each other. It's really fun. So come join us for that. And of course, join us on Patreon. This is not just audio. It's also video. So if you want to get first access to that video, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, where if you support on the Crappens On Demand level, you can watch. And of course, there's also a weekly bonus episode. Lots of good stuff. So, but enough about that, because this is a big premiere. This is Bravo's probably highest rated Real Housewives at the moment, or not at the moment, but like just generally speaking. And we need to get into it because this is the season of Kyle's mid-Kyle crisis. Okay, this is where everything goes to shit for her. So, or maybe not. Who knows? You excited?
This is season 13. Welcome to another season, Ben. This is our 12th season that we've recapped. I think we recapped
the first season.
Season one.
We've recapped them all.
So how's that possible?
Because this is the beginning of the 13th.
We didn't do it back then like this, where we do it like forever for one episode. We were doing like maybe four Bravo shows in one three-hour episode or something. But yeah, I think we did cover all
of them. Yeah, because this is, I think so. You know, we may have come in on season two of Beverly Hills. It's hard to say.
I did write recaps for them for TVgasm back in the day. I know I wrote written recaps for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all of them, because it was my first foray into the Real Housewives recapping universe. And I'd seen other Housewives, but this was the first one that I got really super duper into and like obsessed with talking
about. I remember watching the premiere. I remember because my friend Derek came over and he had a screener of the premiere. And so we watched it. We popped in. We watched it.
On the DVD.
Yeah, it was a DVD. And it was so exciting. Yeah. And I remember Like the first, I remember, first of all, loving the premiere. I couldn't believe how much I loved it. But also I remember when we first met Kyle and we met Mauricio and we're like, oh my God, look at that hot guy. I cannot believe she's married to this hot guy. And now here we are 13 years later and everything's falling apart.
Oh my gosh. Well, and we loved Kyle too. That was that first season. Kyle was so great because she had it out with Camille, who was like the biggest nightmare on Housewives of all time. I mean, she was voted people's most hated housewife of all time or something like that. Like everyone hated Camille. She was so obnoxious. And Kyle stood up to Camille and everybody loved Kyle. And it was Kyle's, I think, second season that I started falling downhill a little with Kyle.
Yeah.
Also, I remember the first season when Kyle said, I mean, look at everyone's plastic surgery, which, by the way, was insane at that time because we had seen plastic surgery in the world and in the world of Housewives, certainly, but never to the degree that we did on this show. I mean, this show, we had Taylor Armstrong. We had Adrian Maloof. We had these kind of Beverly Hills face. That's what Beverly Hills really brought to the table was crazy face. And Kyle made a comment then like, wow, look at everybody's surgery. I mean, come on, ladies, keep it fair. I'm not going to do that. And here we are all these years later where all of us are eating our words because trust me, no matter what I've said in the past about plastic surgery or will say today, I am saving up to get it. Can't wait to see you gone, Waddle. Can't wait. Can't wait for a little eyelid to roll up.
I just want to say, let's please not erase the plastic surgery contributions of Lynn Curtin to, you know, I think she was also a pioneer during this period of time. So even though she was about 40 miles south, the Beverly Hills. Let's not forget. Let's not forget the true innovators of plastic surgery on Bravo.
Yeah, thanks for normalizing it. Because you know what? I've gone through so many stages over the years where I'm like, me, never. I would never. Until now, I'm like, done. I'm like, can you do GoFundMe for my Waddle? Like, de-waddle me. I want to go do GoFundMe for that shit.
Still. Well, you know, it might. You never know. So this episode opens up with PK coming around the corner with two different bags of chips, eating alone in the kitchen, and he's wearing a big sweatshirt, and it has the Discord logo on it. I was like, there's no better way to indicate that there's Discord in your family than by wearing a shirt that literally is the logo of Discord.
I know. And you're like having crisps. Like
two different kinds.
And you're eating a potato. You know, you're eating something made from a potato, which is so you. It's so PK in a relationship. Like, why did you marry this potato? And he's eating his chips right in front of a gigantic bowl of fruit. And the bowl of fruit has a pineapple in it, which is the international symbol for swinging. So a lot of signs going on here today.
Yeah, a lot. So Dorit now has brown hair, by the way. Also, I mean, talk about Discord. Okay, this is a pop culture Discord. Dorit is a brunette now. And she's like, PK, you're totally out of control. You've got two bags open. I'll leave you 15 friggin' minutes, PK.
Oh, look at me. I'm a brunette now. And brunettes don't take this gomp. I'll tell you that much. Now, remember I told you about Eagle Woman? Am I right? Do you remember this? Eagle Woman? I'd love for you to meet Eagle Woman. Surely that can't go wrong.
How's she getting here, babe? She flying? I'm like, probably safer than you driving.
No kidding. At least we can probably guarantee that Eagle Woman can stay in a lane. Okay, even in the sky, she can fly straighter than your ass can drive. You drunk potato. So we also see that they have this dog named Winnie. Now, have they always had this dog?
I don't think so. This one actually...
Why are they allowed to
have this one actually got into the house. It was not sent off to wherever Lucy went to.
No, if you have a dog that you ended up sneaking off to a kill shelter in Orange County so you wouldn't get caught in Beverly Hills, and then you blame it on your good friend Shelly Tur, who you trusted, you're not allowed to have another dog. I think they should have stopped Dorit from getting another dog.
Does Winnie, is there like another dog that lives next door that has a lot of like voiceover monologues pining after this Winnie dog? and just like Joe Cocker play in the background. Cause I just would love like a Winnie Wonder Years happening, like a little, like a Doggy Wonder Years happening in Dorit's house.
Oh, you know, I wasn't into Wonder Years. I was wondering what you were talking
You're like,
about.
What have you been? It's too early in the recap to be this show. Off the rails.
I hated that show, Wonder Years. I was like, this is stupid. I don't want to fuck anybody on this show. I mean, granted, I was young enough to be saying that. I was in like junior high, right? How old were we when that show came out? I guess I wouldn't have said fuck, but I didn't want to like make out with anybody on it. I was like, sorry, back to facts of life for
wow,
me.
Wow, you're savage.
Only Natalie for me.
You're savage. You're Ben Savage. Fred Savage. Sorry, wrong Savage. Anyway, so now we see Eagle Woman arriving, and she's a spiritual healer, and she has her apprentice, who is Blue Raven. And Dorit's just like, oh.
Well, first, she's just Nancy, because PK's like, oh, hello, hello there, welcome to my home. So which one of you is Eagle Woman? And she's like, oh, that's Eagle Woman. I'm just Nancy. He's like, oh, all right, hello, non-Eagle Woman. That's a pretty tough act to follow, isn't it? Couldn't you be like Canary Woman or something? You don't look like a flying, non-flying loser of the two.
So now Dorit is talking to us in her confessional, and her look is like a black dominatrix shirt, but she has a collar that says Shaw. It does the Chanel thing, but it's like the Chanel is going on a roller coaster ride across her chest over the collars or the lapels.
She is still the tackiest person on Bravo, and that says something, because everyone's tacky. Like, the whole point is you have to wear fake labels and all that shit on this show, but Dorit just takes it to this. Oh, it's so tacky. And then she's got her big long Chanel earrings dangling as well. And you know, that's all Canal Street. I'm not buying it for 2 seconds.
It's not even Canal Street. It's even a ripoff of Canal Street. It's like Canal Street. Ripoffs from the ripoff street.
It's, yeah. So Nancy's like, all right, I guess I'll go with Blue Raven then. All right, good. Try it something. You know, try something. Just be a respectful bird. All right, just be a respectful bird called Nancy. You can't just be a Nancy, a hawk. Hawk Woman, something. Come on, I need more. She's like, PK, leave the Eagle Woman alone. Eagle Woman, it's me, Dorit Kimsley. Do you remember me? I'm brunette now.
Well, I was just wondering, so do I call you Eagle or Woman or Eagle Woman? And Dorit's like, PK has a habit of putting his foot right down his mouth, and not just down his mouth, jamming it down his throat, which explains why he's always wearing socks that have the pattern of the Pringles logo on it.
PK has feet like crisps, filled to the gills with sodium and constantly in his mouth. What can I say, Eagle Woman? I'm very sorry for this, but my husband is very old and pretended he was rich when I met him. I was hoodwinked.
So, Miss Eagle, I have a group of friends, unlike you perhaps, and we had a very, very rough year, and there's a lot of healing that needs to happen, and I would like to help the women talk about their feelings so we can actually move on.
And so Eagle Woman is like, well, I'm what you call the doctor of your soul, and my...
Oh, fuck off, Eagle Woman. Can I just be the first person to say officially, fuck off, Eagle Woman, with your doctor of the soul. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not trusting any person in Beverly Hills offering to doctor the soul. I've been to that place. There is no soul. There is no doctor. There is no doctoring of that soul. Cut your crap, Eagle Woman. Nancy, clear her. Get her out.
PK is probably like, so does that mean you're a podiatrist? Soul, get it? You see what I'm doing there?
PK, stop it.
Fishmonger. You're fishmonger then.
Oh, you're a veterinarian who specializes in a specific fish. Soul.
Anita Baker, is that you?
Are you someone who can repair a Kia Soul? Is that what you're saying to me?
She's like, my job is to make sure we feel safe in our collective consciousness. Oh, double fuck off. In this sacred circle. This is not a sacred circle. This is a shitty farmhouse in Encino. Okay?
Modern.
You know what I want to do? Take everyone on a vision quest. Get the fuck out of here. Who hired Eagle?
None of us want to see Matthew Modine. Are we talking about the same vision quest? So then she's like, let them start to feel the spirit within them. And in my experience, we are able to express how they're feeling, what they're feeling towards each other.
All right, well, I'm a little cynical if you could achieve any of this with this group of ladies. A lot of weird shit goes on with these ladies.
Right.
PK, do you have to swear in front of these ladies? This Eagle Woman and her friend Nancy the Blue Raven, or whatever her name is.
So Dorit's like, you know, I don't know how people are going to react to me inviting them to a spiritual new age healing kind of thing. But to my surprise, and then we see a clip of Erica going,
all right, I'll fucking do it. Why the fuck not?
She's like, oh, Erica, I see you.
So Eagle Woman's like, she's like, so the way I do it is I work with this talking stick. And although, is there actually a bite taken out of this?
PK!
Sorry, babe. Thought it was beef jerky.
Listen, it's better down my gullet than being held by one of those monsters. All right? No one's gonna speak with a stick in their hands. All right? They're not going to wait for that. She's like, PK, we're not animals. Stop calling us animals to a woman named Eagle.
Sorry, babe. You got me all that salad. I just thought there'd be breadsticks and I must have gotten confused.
What is he doing now? Oh, he's trying to lick his testicles. He saw the dog do it, and that's his new goal now. PK! Not animals! Sorry, I don't know where that one came from. So then we go to Rodeo Drive, because let's not forget, this is Beverly Hills. So we've got, like, Lamborghinis, the Gucci store, smog, and Rodeo Drive.
I know.
So we see Kyle in her new set piece. Kyle's new thing this season is that she works out massively, guys. I don't know if you've seen her on the Instagram or wherever, but Kyle works out now, and that's her story, and she's sticking to it, bro.
Following in the footsteps of Tamara and Teresa.
That's sad when Kyle has to have like a bodybuild. Hopefully she's not doing the bodybuilding competition.
That's going to come next. So she's FaceTiming Sutton and she's like, in the real world, like what does one wear to retreat? Especially if you've lost like a lot of weight because you're like eating well now and working out a lot. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. She didn't really have any weight to lose, but she's like super buff.
She's really buff. Her arms are huge.
Yeah, she's
I'm like really jealous
good.
Of her.
I've never, my arm, yeah, it hurt. I was like, remember the days when people pumped your gas? I was just thinking of that because I got gas the other day and I was literally like, okay. That thing is very heavy. It's very heavy.
Did someone take a bite out of the gas pump? Sorry, babe. Got confused again.
Starving, darling. So they're talking about what to wear and Sutton's got little eye patches on and she's like, I don't know, but I hope there's not a ropes course, something like that. And then we see, we don't see clips of a ropes course because maybe Sutton hasn't done.
Yeah. I don't think these ladies have ever done like a ropes course. You could almost feel the Bravo flashback person ready to press their flashback button. And they're like, wait, this thing's not working.
I know. They should have just flashed back to Orange County. I'm going to die.
My thumb.
So Kyle's like, are we going to one of those trust things where we fall back into each other's arms? Because I am not doing that because there's no one to catch me because I'm so skinny now I'll fall through everyone's fingers. Just saying.
So Kyle is now they're getting ready to go to this thing. So Kyle's doing laser on her face. And then we see Erica getting glam in her tiny little house. And she's like, well, I look happy. Let's see how long this lasts.
And Dorit's like, everyone, like you said, everyone's in glam. And then Dorit's actually doing like a photo shoot with like her assistant or something. And then she FaceTimes Kyle. She's like, Kyle, you look so hot, Kyle. And Kyle's like, I do. Literally, I just got out of the shower. That's crazy.
This is so crazy that we're filming right now with me in a towel when my body is the most banging it's ever been. Thank you very much.
Coil, please don't show me those. Your boobs are bigger than PK's. It's very triggering.
Did someone take a bite out of your towel?
So then now we go to Malibu. And it's like very Selling Sunset because they go to Malibu and they put a big font in the middle of the screen that's like, Malibu. I'm like, okay, never done that before, but sure, why not? It's the only time we'll do it all episode.
We get some new Beverly Hills music, too, and I think we need to call the old music guy. I like the old music guy who's like, this song is called Kyle Picks Out a Purse to Take for the Night. And it's like, doom, 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 doom. Yeah, I like those songs. I don't like this. Hey, hey, baby, let's go. I'm in the limelight. No, no. Back to, I need the classic style Beverly Hills music.
Yeah. So I agree. None of this like faux selling sunset music. So Sutton and Garcelle are riding together, and Sutton's like, why do I feel sick to my stomach? And Garcelle's like, that's how I felt too earlier. Let's see how today unfolds. No predictions, no expectations. Ha, 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 ha. And Sutton's like, well, I'm going to just let that Eagle Woman. Is that her name? Eagle Woman?
Yeah, she's going to do the talking. I'm not saying anything. And Garcelle's like,
wait a minute. Her name is Eagle Woman? Are you kidding me? Her God-given government name is not Eagle Woman.
Are you trying to bait me? Because Crystal will see this scene later, and I'm not getting dragged into this mess, okay? Yes, it's Eagle Woman. Shut up about it.
Crystal had a huge episode. She got to say yeah.
Crystal, God bless her. I think we got to see Crystal being like, look, I'm in a hoodie. And that was all she said.
Rob literally had more to say than Crystal this entire episode. I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, no, she's not going to say anything.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens and Winter is Crappening are the funniest recap podcasts. But if you want something more eerie, try the new podcast, Ghost Story, about my investigation into a murder-suicide in my own family. Ghosts aren't real. At least that's what I've always believed. Sure, odd things happened in my childhood bedroom, but ultimately, I shrugged it all off. That is, until a couple of years ago, when I discovered that every subsequent occupant of that house is convinced they've experienced something inexplicable too, including the most recent inhabitant who says she was visited at night by the ghost of a faceless woman. It just so happens that the alleged ghost haunting my childhood room might just be my wife's great-grandmother, who was murdered in the house next door by two gunshots to the face. Ghost Story, a podcast about family secrets, overwhelming coincidence, and the things that come back to haunt us. Follow Ghost Story on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So the lady's alive. And we see Eagle Woman arrive at this like desert location, and Eagle Woman goes, look, it's a rock. I shall call that rock Grandfather. Grandfather of protection. Eagle Woman, shut the fuck up. You goddamn highway robbery ass Eagle Woman. How much are they paying Eagle Woman? I will do this for you guys.
I love how angry.
Okay, hand me the fucking talk.
I love how angry you are at Eagle Woman. Like, that's the best part of it all.
Because it's such bullshit. I shall call this rock Grandfather. Get the fuck out of here with your calling rocks Grandfather, okay? I'll do this shit for half her price.
To be fair, she said the rock looks like a grandfather. She didn't say she was going to call it Grandfather. She just said it merely looked like a grandfather. But I think that's a lateral move.
Still. It is. It's a rock. That rock is our grandfather. Okay, that's enough.
I don't know. Do grandfathers really protect that well? So Kyle tells us, she's like, my relationship has changed with everyone since last year, honestly. I was very hurt by some of the ladies last time I saw them, so I'm nervous about seeing them today. So Kyle is trying to start the season off like she somehow is an outcast. Like, she has not been the ringleader of every single person who's been bullied off this show. She somehow is, like, the one who got hurt here. I don't see how that's possible. Literally nothing happened to Kyle. All she did was cry.
Nothing happened to Kyle. All this stuff with Kathy was stuff you ringleadered with Rinna and Erica, and it got out of control, and now you're acting like the victim because you're not invited to the Christmas party anymore. Could you please stop? No one is falling for this, right? And you know what? Even as I say this, I know that people are falling for this, and I know that they're all over online being like, oh my God, poor Kyle. Everybody's so mean to Kyle. No, Kyle did this stuff. Really, you had this big come to Jesus with Kathy where you were finally making up, and then you tricked her by having Rinna come over at the same time, and you're going to really sit there and pretend to be a victim.
No, ma'am. And I think maybe the subtext here is that, like, when everything, you know, aired and was when everything came out, that the public was still on Kathy's side, and Kyle felt like maybe she felt like she wanted the other women to stand up for her, to be like, no, Kathy was terrible, you people of the public, and they didn't. And so that, because to me, that's the only way I see Kyle as being, like, victimized in the situation, which is that the American public was like, fuck you, Kyle. We're on Kathy's side. And she should have had that meltdown. And good for her for saying it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the American public felt. I know that that's how we felt for sure. And standing by it, Kyle's the worst. And Kyle has been on this the longest. She's the OG. And she does know how it works. And that is, if you fuck up, you come back as the ultimate villain. I mean, who has Kyle been the victim of on this show? So many fucking people. So, of course, she's going to open this after running off Kathy on this show. After having Kathy on this show to make her look like an asshole so Kyle could be top dog, just like she did with Kim. Now she's the victim.
Again. Yeah. Again, Kyle, the victim again.
Now, that said, all of this, talking with you, really did get me riled up about it. But when I started it, I was like, yeah, poor
really?
Kyle.
Really? I was not like that at literally, all. I was yes. like, what are you talking about, poor
Through
Kyle?
Through most of the episode, I was like, poor Kyle. I mean, Mauricio probably did cheat on her. And now she's like having to, you know, like work out too much because Mauricio hurt her feelings. Now she doesn't get to go to Kathy's Christmas party. Do you guys be nicer to Kyle?
It did not work on me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. To me, I just saw a person going through a midlife crisis. So,
Well, maybe I'm more
you're like, I love that.
Sympathetic of that because I'm like coming up on it. I just keep waiting for it to happen. I know it's coming. But also talking to you, thank God, because I get to talk to you and I'm like, yes. I mean, it's like did you feel it that you stoked the fire? Because you really did. You held a match.
Was it me?
To my belly and then.
Or was it Eagle Woman?
You reminded me that Kyle's an
asshole. I think you just received some of grandfather's protection from Eagle Woman. She's like. Ronnie.
Thank God for that bitter ass rock. Thank you, Eagle Woman.
Thank God for that rock that's facing us. By the way, the rock can't be facing. The rock is facing everywhere, by the way. How do you decide which is the front of the rock? Okay. Now that's philosophy for you, Eagle Woman.
Don't tell the rock what its face is.
The rock is like, I'm sitting on my toilet. So Crystal arrives and she's like, and then Garcelle and Sutton show up, and then Garcelle is like, ha, 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 this is not where I thought our first outing would be, on top of a mountain. I thought we'd have cocktails at a cool lounge, but here we are at a spiritual retreat with Dorit. Ha, 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 ha. I have to remember what I did for my Garcelle voice. I'm just from doing like a holly jolly, like, ha, 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 ha.
That.
What? So
Sutton shows up and she's like, hi, everybody. I just bought a horse. And Dorit's like, ooh, congratulations. I'm saddled with the PK.
is it more or less difficult than watching PK get himself onto the sofa? So
really, it's like PK finished his flaming hot Cheetos and had blazing saddles. Am I right?
So Kyle's like, a horse? You got a horse in the Netherlands? Which, by the way, look forward to next season when Kyle Richards gets a horse. So Sutton is like, well.
I'm surprised she hasn't gotten a couple of mini horses with her Vanderpump wannabe ass.
Honestly.
Like she could swing on them on her pink swing in her backyard, her faux Vanderpump swing, and just look at her little tiny horse.
Yep. So Sutton's like, and I was telling Garcelle, the horse can pull a carriage, so take that, Vanderpump, wherever you are. And Kyle's like, huh, you're going to take the horse and carriage down Rodeo Drive. That's going to be hilarious. Hold on one second. Mauricio, we need a horse, and we need two carriages. Okay, thanks, bye.
I'm worried for Sutton, because Sutton seems like frail. She has like little tiny legs. I just don't want Sutton being on a horse where she's going to break something. I like Sutton. I want to keep Sutton around. Sutton,
no,
be careful.
She needs,
horses are dangerous.
She needs that. She needs to have a Lisa Vanderpump type accident. Not because I want her pain, because Sutton needs to tell a story. No, Damn. No, I'm saying she needs it not because she's owed it, but like Sutton lives to be able to tell a story where she can say, and I was on the horse and the horse threw me forward. And I was on Rodeo Drive, bleeding in front of Gucci. And Mr. Dolce was walking down the street, and I was mortified. Like, Sutton lives to have those stories. So, yes, she needs the horse. She needs to have her horse accident. Like, a safe one. A safe horse accident.
It's safe for it. You know what? If Sutton has a horse accident, you're canceled. I'm just going to say that right now. In the future, you don't want this to be 2026.
I said a safe one. A safe one where she just sort of like sprains an ankle.
Not a safe horse accident. My God, she's got bones like my pinky. She's got bones like My pinky's really strong. Actually. That's, like, that's why I'm sending it. I've got a strong pinky, guys. Okay.
Oh, I've got a pinky too, and pinky betrayed me.
Point is, Ben just put out in the universe he wants Sutton dead. So everybody,
I just want her to have a good story. That's what I want for Sutton, because she lives for a good drama story. Producer. Okay, she lives for it.
Like a true producer, you're gonna like put a splinter in the horse's hoof. Or
I want.
Well, I guess a splinter wouldn't hurt, but you
know, I want her to be safe and sound. I want the horse to be safe and sound, but I do want her to have a good story. Maybe instead of having a horse accident, the horse can like bite her hand.
This segment's over already, and you're a murderer. So
you know what?
You're a spiritual
murderer.
I'm
gonna accept it. I'll work it out with Earth Woman.
I'm not letting it go. So you're a murderer. Okay, so Erica arrives and she's like, "What is this place?
It's so weird."
Which I imagine is how every audience member for her show feels like after about 2 minutes. Like, what is this place? Is this even real? What have I done to myself, and why would I do it to myself?
Well, guess what? I come to the retreat feeling two things. One, I knew I was vicious at the time. Two, I was also protecting myself and had to stick up for myself, so I was walking in like a man of my own eye, and my friend is gone. Bullshit. Fuck this place. And number three, fuck you all.
I know. She tries for 1 second to pretend that she's some sympathetic person, and it's hilarious. She cannot keep it together. So when she says, "I was vicious at the time," we get a clip of Crystal saying, "I'm just thinking about the victims," and Erica going, "I don't give a fuck about anyone or about me." And then we're back now, and Erica walks into the party, and she goes,
"What is that, a teepee? The fuck is this?" An Eagle Woman? Don't even tell me your name's Eagle Woman. I'm not going to be putting up with that shit. I'll tell you that. I'm a very sympathetic person. Okay.
So then we see a note when she says, "My friend is gone." We see Lisa Rinna's resignation note where she's like, "Subject, one more period. I will not be renewing my contract, and I will not be coming back to RHOPH. Thank you for 8 years. A million exclamation points. All the best. Lisa."
Wow, talk about writing an email that you were requiring a... "No, please, Lisa. You can't leave. Lisa, we're upping your pay for a new contract. Come back, Lisa!" They were like, "Okay, bye."
I want to know about the subject line. "One more period?" What was that about? Was there like... I feel like no one puts a period in the subject line unless they're angry. So there was clearly some angry emails before this, right?
Well, it said external one more, right? So that means it came from out of the office? What does that mean, external? I forget. I was taking it as the screener. Like, maybe she got a screener, and they were like, "Uh-oh, that's not the final one yet." And then they're like, "Here's the final one." And they were like, "Okay, wait, one more screener. One more version of the show." And then she was like replying all to the screener, and like some personal assistant somewhere at Bravo got it, you know.
Or in my case, one more Pringle, please. So we go to Kyle is talking to Erica, and she's like, "Oh my God, Erica, you're like the incredible shrinking woman." And Erica's like, "No, are you? I'm on hormones." And so then Dorita's like, "Hormones? Oh, is hormones spelled OZEMPIC? What I did there?"
Oh, and this, I believe, is the first time we have seen Ozempic shaming coming to the Housewives. We've seen it in press about the Housewives, and we've seen people giving each other shit about it on Instagram. But I think this is the first time it's made it onto a Housewives show, right?
Yeah.
Ozempic, and actually full on shaming somebody.
And it's also like so weird that this is the shortcut on Beverly Hills that they are going to shame each other for, when they've all taken shortcuts to having beauty, and they've all like done things to their faces. They're taking shortcut therapy right now. I mean, everything they do is just like fakery, or like whatever they can do right now to have like Fountain of Youth or whatever. But this is the thing that suddenly they're going to be like all mad at. So chances are there's probably some jealousy going on there.
I know they're all on like their 20th face. And they're like, "Oh, someone's taking Ozempic." Listen, I've said this a million times. If you are not taking Ozempic, somebody else you know is taking Ozempic. And you may criticize it now, but in the future, you're just going to look like a hypocritical asshole because they're going to start putting it in our drinking water probably at some point.
I mean,
Jesus Christ, if there's something that makes you less hungry for a Frito, do it, I say. More fucking power to you. But yeah, here comes the Ozempic shaming. Also, I think it's funny that Dorit is giving Erica shit about the Ozempic, but not Kyle, because Kyle has also been accused of doing the Ozempic stuff and has been very pissed off about it. Like, Jeff Lewis went on Watch What Happens Live and they said, what do you think about what's going on with Kyle? And he said, well, I wish she would have told me that she was a lesbian addicted to Ozempic or whatever. She got all pissed at him.
So, lesbian addicted.
Yeah, we're entering our Ozempic shaming era. Yeah.
But then everyone on Bravo is going to be on it soon enough. So, you know, so the producer asks Erica.
Oh, they already are. Yeah, they are.
Producer asks Erica, like, are you on Ozempic? Or like, well, she's like, do people think I'm on Ozempic? Really? I mean, I don't even play a sport. He's like, no, not the Olympics, Ozempic. And is it Ozempic or Wegovy? Like, are you on that? She's like, no, I'm not. But I'm on some really good hormones. Hormones called Ozempic.
And then she goes, and they should be too. So Dorit's like, oh, here's the woman coming to lead the ceremony. And Garceau goes, now, what's her name?
Eagle Woman. So Eagle and Raven are walking and they're singing and they're going, breathe, just breathe. I'm like, are they singing Faith Hill? Did they come? Do they come here to sing Faith Hill?
I'm telling you, these people are full of shit. Garceau's like, love this song. Can I ask a question? Were you given that name as a baby? Or...
So they all are walking in a circle under the teepee. And then the women all sit. And then Erica tries to sit on a drum, which is hilarious. And the Eagle Woman's like, hello, ladies. It is an honor to meet each and every one of you. Well, maybe some of you. My name is Eagle Woman. You met Blue Raven. She's my apprentice. You can call her Nancy, too. My right hand. She's my right hand because I'm left-handed. She's a very literal right hand. I refuse to use that expression metaphorically. I'm literally using her as my right hand.
We call her Blue Raven because once we were at Red Lobster and she choked on a lobster roll. And we called her Blue Nancy, but since she lived, we really liked the blue part, so just added a bird to it, and that's Nance. Am I right, Nance? Welcome to the retreat, Nance.
We used to call her Blue Bell, if you know what I mean, but used to have to lock the freezers when Nancy came around. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, old Blue Nance is my right hand, because I'm left-handed, so...
such a literal.
She's my scrolling hand. She's definitely my phone scrolling hand. And I'm the hand that lifts the.
She's the. Well. I'm the hand that rocks the cradle. And incidentally, Blue Raven does sleep in a cradle. We're very literal with our metaphors.
We only keep her in a cradle because she chokes a lot. So we
just the way the cookie crumbles.
Walking into the kitchen and getting a midnight snack.
Just the way the cookie crumbles, which is how she cleans her hair. She just crumbles a cookie right over.
Am I right, Blue Nance? Am I right? Now, guys, the teaching of the eagle is about being able to see everything from a higher perception.
Oh, that's good, because I'm high as fuck.
No, high like an eagle is high.
Eagles smoke weed? Sweet, man.
Yes, I have moved on from Faith Hill to Steve Miller Band, so we're going to fly like an eagle. Let me tell you something. I love Earth, easy listening.
Fire, ladies. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Wait, what did Earth, Wind, and Fire sing?
September.
Okay. Go ahead, please. Let's pretend I didn't say that. Edit that.
Anyway, as we all know, we are saving all our love for you. And
guys, like the eagle, I want to dance with somebody. Okay. The eagle flies closest to the sun. And then you know what it does? It travels behind the sun to meet with the creator. And then it brings back wisdom. So forget what you know and remember,
what you forgot.
Lady, don't tell this cast to fly close to a sun.
We need to keep those.
You're about to see some wrestling leaking out of ears.
Hold on. I just got a text message from the eagle. The eagle's back from its trip. And it says, why the hell does the creator guy live behind the sun? That is fucking hot over there. Can we maybe suggest that he moves to like a cooler place? Okay. See you later at coffee. Wow. Eagle's talking shit.
So Sutton is like, I love meditation. Mm-hmm, Eagle Woman, do it. Fly on down, Eagle Woman. So Dorit's like, all right, well, I'd like to say we've all had a rough year. I've had double the rough year because I had a rough year as a blonde, and now I'm having a rough year as a brunette. Am I right, ladies?
And she's like, so Dorit wants to move through some issues and heal and put them behind her. And she goes,
well, I feel very hurt by you, Erica. Obviously, I'm sure you know why, but if you're not sure, we got Flashback Lady ready on the ones and twos. Hit it!
So now we have
Pearl's like, dun, 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 dun. 4 months earlier at BravoCon. Hey, Erica Jane, what Bravo relationship is the next to head to Splitsville?
And we see Erica like walk down the stage. She goes,
I think it's Dorit and PK.
And she, you know, flips her hair and walks back. So Dorit's like,
to see you behave like that was deeply, deeply hurtful. I was like, gee, is that a friend? Gee. Why would you say that?
Erica, what you said to me, it was a little bit bully. It was a little bit bully, Erica.
A little bit bully.
So Erica's like, well, I didn't want to answer that question, and I asked not to.
And we see like, rewind the tape a little bit earlier, and when she's asked it, she's like,
I don't want to answer this question.
I'm like, you still stood up there, and they said, what Bravo celebrity relationship? And you could have chosen literally anyone and thrown anyone under the bus, anyone for Dorit and PK.
And not only that, but she, like, took the mic, stood up, and walked downstage all the way to the center of the stage and, like, yelled it out and then flicked her hair with her crazy Baby Jane look that she was doing. I mean, Erica's a mess, you know? And I love that Erica is so much just like a boulder. Like, she just keeps going downhill. There's nothing that's going to stop it at this point. And it's just, it's wonderful. Erica's become like a slow motion crash that's just beautiful.
That explains why her boulder has grandfather energy. Because that's what she married.
I'm marrying that fucking boulder.
Hey, boulder. It owns the whole city in Colorado.
I hear you got grandfather protection, but do you got a grandfather erection? I'm hopping on it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Teresa's like, oh, it was deeply hurtful, mean-spirited. And you delivered that answer like someone who really wanted the attention, Erica.
And Erica's like,
well, Dorit, I'm a showman. I walked right down to the edge of that stage and I gave those people what they want.
Guys, standing up, going to center stage, delivering the line, and then flipping your hair, coming back and feeling very good about herself. That's not a showman. That's a... Wait for it. It's a bitch! Yes, you just got to reach it.
I would like to say, glad to see this side of Dorit back. We haven't seen this in a long time, the side of Dorit. Dorit's been kind of a wuss. I like that she came back like, I'm going for Erica.
Yeah, but they'll be friends in like two episodes. Let's be honest. This is what always happens. We always have a glimmer that people are going to go.
Fine. Can I have some hope?
Nope. You went against Sun Eagle Woman, killer. So therefore you get no hope.
Fucking Eagle.
Sorry.
And by the way, it's not her name or like the Native American-ness of it, because I don't know if she is or not, but I'm assuming that that's what's going on. It's not that. It's just that it's Beverly Hills, and it's just like this hokey person being like, okay, give me $5,000. I'm going to clear your energy with a fucking talking stick.
Yeah.
You know?
So Dorit is, she's like,
well, you know, it's funny, Erica. is that I thought you were going to lead with an apology rather than saying that you're a showman and all that bullshit. And Erica's like, well, it's not a defense. It's just an explanation of how it went down. And it was a shady question, and I gave a shady answer. Because, Dorit, is your marriage strong? I'm like, well, this...
There goes Erica. She's forgetting. It's like, am I trying to like be apologetic and sympathetic, or am I just trying to be terrible? She's like,
it was a shady question, shady answer. You're my friend, whatever. Is your marriage good, you dumb bitch? Go ahead, tell us.
So then Sutton's, well, we see Sutton in the interview saying, well, the only thing that I've ever heard about PK and Dorit is the night that PK got pulled over for a DUI. He may or may not have had a woman in the car with him, and her name was apparently Wendy, and she had a baked potato on her lap. But, oh, hold on 1 second. No, it's just takeout. Never mind.
And Dorit's like, my marriage is completely the opposite of PK's knees. Very strong. Very strong.
And Erica's like,
right, so then when someone says something like that, it should matter.
Oh, okay, oh. Erica. Did you have knowledge of Tom ripping off a bunch of widows and orphans and then spending all that money and refusing to give back $1 million?
Of course I did.
No? Then why are you offended that people are saying it? Why? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, that's such a bullshit way of being of that's a bullshit logic. Like, oh, well, if everything is fine, you shouldn't be upset. Like, first of all, everyone has a right to be upset about whatever they want. And Erica is the one who loses her mind over the simplest shit all the time, despite pretend saying that I don't give a fuck. Like, she has a whole song, I don't give a fuck. And this is literally what she does. She loses her mind. Teddy Mellencamp. It's like, you lie. And then Erica's like,
don't you ever say I'm a liar. Don't you never say I'm a liar. I've never been a liar before in my life.
Or when Eileen's like, so, how's your son? She's like, don't you talk about my son.
You don't know what I go through with that.
And Eileen's like, sorry.
Beast. So... Dorit's like, Erica, you know, I went through a very challenging year and you're hurting, so you lash out and you're mean-spirited. Sort of like when I tell PK I've replaced the Fritos with veggie crisps. He does not like that.
Listen, the last 2 years of my life have been very complicated. But listen, we all hurt each other's feelings in this group, right? All right, it's a wash. Let's go. I'm forgiven. Bye, bye. Thank you, Drum. You've been a great chair, stupid.
So then we see...
stupid.
So then we see clips of Erica saying that they all hurt each other's feelings. And what hurt her feelings was Sutton questioning her about the LA Times article, which is bullshit. I mean, come on. That article came out. Of course they're going to ask you about that. They weren't being mean to you. And then 2021, her saying, well, you tortured me about it. And then in 2022, being asked what $750,000 earrings even look like. And why wouldn't you just pay that to the victims? I mean, have a heart, Erica.
Yeah. So Erica's like,
oh, I was getting it from all sides, and I just needed a moment to catch my breath with this group. As your friend, I'd like to apologize if I was rough, if I was vicious, and I've never felt so low, never so unheard, and I love you all, and I'm very, very sorry.
And then, of course, Kyle does the performative hugs. Kyle jumps up from the circle.
Kyle cries. Kyle starts
crying,
guys.
Jumps up, goes across the circle, hugs Erica. Like this big, showy, like, I'm the good friend. Look at me, hugging. I am here. I am showing up. And you're like, okay, classic Kyle. Little do we realize she's actually just laying the groundwork for her grievances in a few minutes.
Yes, of course. So, also, I like that Erica got in her apology.
I've never felt so unheard.
I was like, okay, can you just make it through an apology without making it about how hurt you've been?
I've listened to your songs, and I think maybe unheard is the best version of you. So,
It's like, that's my advice to anybody. Leave it on unheard, okay?
Garcelle's like, well, it's interesting to see if Erica can be emotional and vulnerable, but do I trust it? I don't know. But she's going to give her a chance. So Eagle Woman's like, okay, everyone, let's take a deep breath and have some moving. Okay, everyone, appreciate that grandfather protection. Okay, and next is going to be, can I go next? So it's like Kyle. Kyle's like, not... Of course, Kyle sees Erica having a big moment, so Kyle's ready to have her big moment and make it about her.
Yeah, she's time for the upstage. So she's like, obviously, we've never had issues before. Like, you know, like we talked about the stuff with Kathy, and I know that strained all of our relationships. You know, it was really hard. Like, it was basically like a brick to the face while filming Halloween, which I was in 2 times. So that was really good. You know, it's hard. I've felt things more as a movie star this year. So
I was upset and like, so emotional, and I felt like I looked up at the reunion and I wanted someone to come up to me or something, sort of like, I don't know, I guess the way I just went up to Erica, you saw how I did that, that's just like me and my personality, because I just care about friends, but I guess maybe you guys don't care about me, because I was literally sitting there and no one even looked at me or tried to hug me, and I felt like I was drifting out to sea.
Because it wasn't about you. It was about them accusing Kathy of saying all of this stuff and you not standing up for Kathy. How was it you? It was everybody coming for Kathy. They weren't even coming for Kyle, were they? Kyle just kept sobbing because... Why would
she's sobbing? Like... She's not the reason why I was... Because the more you guys go after Kathy, and the more Kathy you say this, the one who winds up getting hurt the most is me.
Oh, of course. Not the one they just accused of saying racially and homophobic charged and homosexually charged. No, that's not what I meant. But you know what I mean. Like, they accused of being all of this stuff. So anyway, and by the way, I don't know what Kathy said or did not say. I believe a lot of the stuff Rinna said, just to rehash last year. I do believe that Rinna got Kathy in the cab and Kathy went off. Like, fuck yeah. Kyle. I've given Kyle everything. I'll ruin her life. Yeah. I believe that. And I also believe this part. I love the clip because we see the reunion, Andy. So...
Okay, here is Lisa Rinna. Here are some of the things you claim that Kathy said to you. Doreen is a stupid, useless idiot. Crystal and Sutton are pieces of shit, useless idiots, and should be fired. Can't believe I have to be around these fucking peons. They need to go away. I will destroy Kyle and her family if it's the last thing I do. Kathy, do you remember saying that?
And Kathy's like, No.
Mm-mm. Pretty sure it wasn't me.
Yes, Kathy.
That's so hilarious.
Just hearing it all again was like music.
So good.
Doreen is a useless, stupid idiot.
Nope, don't think I said that. So Kyle says, they're showing, now Kyle starts talking to us, and while she's talking to us, they show photos of Sutton, and like Sutton went to like Kathy's Christmas party or something, and Kyle's like, you know, I did expect more from Dorit and Sutton, and like, I was very hurt by that, and Sutton's a very social person, I get it, you want to be friends with Kathy, do I think it's because she has a lot of parties? I do. Yeah, you want to go to Kathy Hilton's parties with all the people there? I'm like, let's just like cut to you just full on riding piggyback on Chris Kardashian's shoulders at the next party over there, okay? Kyle is the first one to jump onto a friendship because of the parties it affords her.
Yeah, why don't you invite Jamie Lee Curtis over again, or follow around a country star until she's friends with you and photographed with you in public and put you in her music video.
Kyle, how about you mention for the fifth time that you and Paris Hilton are twins, okay? Like, when it comes to coattails, you might as well be the men's warehouse because you're selling a lot of them.
So Garcelle's like, well, I felt for you. Kyle's like, thank you. Thank you, Garcelle. Thank you.
Actress to actress, like, thank you.
But also, I was confused by you because I thought, well, you're not going to the people who are coming for your family, which is her basically saying, why are you on Rinna's side? Rinna was the one doing it, and you never had a problem with Rinna or Erica. It was everybody else.
So then Kyle's like, why is Garcelle not getting that my sister created all this by calling for my family and for me? What? Coming from?
For? Like, she's, yeah, my sister created this, so I still should be the one that they're apologizing to. So wait, You're mad at everybody else for creating all this stuff with Kathy, but now you're mad at Kathy for creating all of this.
Yeah.
Come on. Pick a lane, Kyle.
There's a time when you just have to say, enough. I'm not a punching bag. I am a two-time been in Halloween movie action star, and I didn't feel like defending someone who's hurt me repeatedly, so I kept my mouth shut.
And she tells us she's had so many incidents where her sister has called her and lost her temper at her. And then we see the clip of Kathy saying, it's hard to get you on the phone. I feel like a pest. And Kyle's like, you just call me to rant. And then Kyle says, whenever the phone rings, she gets sheer panic because Kathy is terrible.
Could they have please inserted in a montage of Kyle screaming at Kim Richards over the years? Because I think this is just a family issue that they have. Like, Kyle's acting like she's an innocent little delicate flower when she's terrorized Kim Richards a million times. And as Kim has done to Kyle.
Yeah, they're like three sisters going at it. And Kyle brings them on TV to, you know, victimize herself every time. So then Eagle Woman is like, there's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, and... yes, actually, I'm going to take out my AirPods because I was listening to Erica's songs. Please, no one do that to yourself. Grandfather Rock, please don't search Erica Jane on Apple Music, whatever you do.
Question, though. Do you know how it's possible to get on the invite list to Kathy's parties? Just wondering. Grandfather Rock is asking. So Erica's like, listen. We can't be hurt by people we don't love. That's my band-aid, everyone. And Sutton's like, well, what I'm...
I'm sorry. That is such bullshit. You can't be hurt by somebody you don't love? That's just verifiably untrue.
That is.
I just like to say.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be internet trolls.
What the hell? Like, what about getting mugged? You know what I mean? Only your mom can mug you? Fuck out of here with that. Your stupid pat advice.
Let's not talk about Nancy's former life as a mugger. So... We saved her. So Sutton.
She was Orange Nancy for a while. So Erica's like, yeah, we can't be hurt by people we don't love. And Sutton says, what I'm hearing is we all have a lot of regrets that none of us have a horse, but Sutton does. Wah, wah. I'd like to see us all try and be better friends, okay? And I'll do it as I gallop past you on my horse, which I just bought in the Netherlands.
Eagle Woman's like, would you all mind if we move? I want to get you closer. So they have a group hug, and Sutton's like, hell hath frozen over. Or at least Beverly Hills has. It is fucking cold up here. So, and then we cut to Crystal, and she says nothing. So.
They just get to a close-up of Crystal's face, like a big shit-eating grin, and we're out. So then Beverly Hills shots Louis Versace Sutton. So Sutton is in her store called Sutton. And she's with Avi, her gay, and she said, okay, we're working, doing things, spring order, cashmere. And then we have a few horse issues that we need to go through. Mostly that I have one and you don't. So could we just put posters in the neighborhood. Sutton has a horse.
Avi is visibly disgusted by this horse purchase. And Sutton goes, it's my money. I can do whatever I like. I happen to be half Texan. I grew up riding, striking oil, doing things like that. And I wanted to ride again. And some people would say, just lease a horse. But I'm not normal. And Santa spoke to me with his eyes on the internet. He was on Only Horses. Great site. Loved it.
And she tells Avi, she's like, it's on my Amex. It'll be fine. He's like, oh, good. So then here comes
Chimes.
Jennifer Tilly. Bullets Over Broadway's own Jennifer Tilly. Now, have I ever seen Jennifer Tilly in anything else that has been remotely good? No.
Lies.
God, that performance was so good that I will forgive anything that comes after.
Yes. First of all, yes, that performance was amazing, and I will always love Jennifer Tilly for it, but she was very good in the movie Bound, which was the Wachowskis before The Matrix, and it was also with Gina Gershon, so, I mean...
That movie was stupid.
I loved it.
That movie
I loved
was
it.
Terrible.
How dare you say such about. Negative things to a
horrible.
Jennifer Tilly, Gina Gershon collaboration.
Oh my god, it's sexy. That is such a sexy...
I'm sure it has aged poorly. Now it's probably like all like, ooh, lesbians, but at that time I really enjoyed it. I watched it with my mom, which is also kind of funny. It's not a movie you watch with your mom necessarily.
That is definitely not a watching with your mom kind of a movie. What the hell?
You know, weird things happen. So Jennifer is like, she's like, hi, I haven't seen you since you moved from Paris. I don't know how to Jennifer Tilly's voice. How's she talk? She's like, hi, pitch. She's like, hi, charmed. So good to see you. So Sutton's like, well, you look pretty.
Thanks. It's my job.
And she's like, well, we've got lunch. I just put out all this food as decoration. She has like all this like cheese and grapes and dips and everything. And she's like, it's just decoration. We got California Chicken Cafe over in the back.
So Jennifer is telling Avi, oh, I haven't seen you since Paris. Oh my God, that was so crazy. And we find out a little bit about the relationship. Sutton's like, Jennifer Tilly is my best friend for 10 years. We just travel so well together. We'd love to go to fashion shows all over the world. One time we were on a plane and I couldn't hear anything. And I said, what? What is that, a horse? Is that a, buy it. Buy it now. And it turns out, that's because I put her salted caramels in my ears because I reached over for some headphones and it turns out she handed me some caramels and they were in my ear and we couldn't get them out. And we didn't get them out. And she ate them, which was weird, but that's what we do. We're wacky. I was like, so you're drug addicts, is basically what you're telling me. You both, yes. you share the fucking benzos. Come on.
I just realized the one downside of Jamie Lee Curtis winning the Oscar this year is that now she can one-up Sutton by, you know, before it was like, oh, you have, like, you know, before, like, she could say, I'm best friends with Jamie Lee Curtis, who's an Oscar nominee. But then Sutton could be like, well, I'm friends with Jennifer Tilly, who's an Oscar nominee. But now Kyle has the upper hand. And it's very sad because now she can say, I'm friends with an Oscar winner. So we're going to need Jennifer Tilly to have a great role coming up sometime soon.
I'm pretty sure Chucky's going to get you there.
Get you right across that line.
I have faith in a lot of things. But I do have faith in that.
Hey, everyone. So this is a two-part recap. So we're going to pause this right here because it's going long. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you so much. And keep an eye and an ear out for part two coming up very shortly on your podcast feed. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.